Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal, invites you to rocket into the future with Stand by to raise ship. Blast off minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. As roaring rockets blast off to distant planets and far-flung stars, we take you to the age of the conquest of space with Orbit, Space Cadet. Over the dense jungles of the Amazon, a Solar Guard jet ship blasts through the stratosphere. Aboard the speeding craft, cadets Tom Corbin and Roger Manning, accompanied by Sally Wood, are on their way to Amazon City to try to clear themselves of charges that have made them fugitives from the Solar Guard.
Hey, Tom, something's coming in on the radio.
I'll bet it's Captain Strong. He must have received our message, Roger.
It sounds like nothing but static to me.
Well, it's coded, Sally. Our Solar Guard code. Here, I'll set the scrambler.
Come on, Roger, clean it up. We're getting close to Amazon City.
Yes. There. I've got the right setting now.
Captain Strong to Cadet Corbett. Captain Strong to Cadet Corbett. Come in. Come in.
Tom Corbett here. Go ahead, sir.
Where in the universe are you?
Near Amazon City, sir. Did you get the message I piped to you?
Yes, and I was certainly relieved to hear from you. There's a dead or alive warrant out for your arrest.
We know it, but I explained what happened. You believe us, don't you, sir?
I do, Tom, but the orders for your arrest can't be officially canceled until there's been a hearing. So, as far as the Solar Guard is concerned, you and Manning are still fugitives.
That's all right with us, sir. I think it will help us to get those plans from Anders.
Now, listen carefully, Tom. I can be in Amazon City by noon tomorrow. I'll come out of the Solar Guard headquarters building at exactly that time. You and Manning watch for me from across the boulevard.
Right, sir.
I'll get on the northbound slidewalk. You two follow me on the opposite side, and we'll meet at the first changeover junction. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Tom, look at the radar screen.
Great Jupiter. Those are Solar Guard interceptors.
And they're after us.
Tom, what's going on?
Solar Guard ships. We've got to duck them. See you in Amazon City tomorrow, sir. End transmission.
Tom, can't we outrun them?
I'm wide open now, and they're gaining.
What will they do?
Blast us out of the sky if they can. They're firing now.
That was close.
That one hit us.
Hold her steady, Tom.
I can't. The controls don't answer.
Look out. Pull up or we'll crash.
I'm doing my best.
We're headed straight for the jungle.
Hang on, Sally.
Watch it. Brace yourselves. We're going to hit. I never thought we'd walk out of that one alive.
Oh, it was a beautiful landing, Tom.
Lucky we found that clearing. We just managed to shoehorn in.
Look out. A Solar Guard jet. Hit the dirt.
Did they see us?
I don't know. But we can't stay here now. They'll drop a detail of parapolice down to investigate.
Yeah, we'll have to start moving.
But where can we go?
I noticed a house from the air. It's over there beyond that next hill.
Okay. Any port in a storm. Let's hike.
Say, look at that place. What a joint.
Why would anyone in his right mind build a mansion like that out here in the jungle?
Well, look, they have an air car. See it parked over there?
Yeah. Maybe we can get a lift to Amazon City, Tom.
I sure hope so. That way we can meet Captain Strong and figure out a way to locate Anders before he knows we're on his trail.
Tom, look! There's someone coming out of the house.
Well, maybe he'll help us out. Hello there!
Well, hello.
Offer to pay him for the lift, Tom. I've still got some of those credits left.
Was that your jet that crashed on the other side of the hill?
That's right, sir.
We're lucky we're still alive.
Indeed you are, Miss Wood.
What? How did you know my name?
Let me introduce myself. I'm Wayne Anders.
Anders?
That's right. And believe me, I'm most happy to offer you the hospitality of home. I insist that you stay with me for a long time.
Return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment. So stand by. Spaceman, if you want to start out tomorrow ready for action, you just hurry on down to the breakfast table first thing in the morning. When you get there, eat the breakfast cereal that tops with the cadets at Space Academy. Open up a package of Kellogg's Pep and pour out a bowl full of good eating. Right at the first swell-tasting spoonful, you'll say, Jumping Jupiter. No wonder Astro, Tom, and Roger go for Kellogg's Pep. This is great. And you know, besides rating ace high for flavor, Kellogg's Pep gets you set for a real energy send-off in the morning. When you rocket off to school or out to play, Kellogg's Pep helps you to travel at full space speed. Pep gives you other important food values, too. Food values that help you build strong bones, strong teeth, strong muscle. Ask your mom to set you up with Kellogg's Pep every morning. Then you'll be starting the day just like Tom, Astro, and Roger. And whether you're heading out to Saturn's rings or down to the field for a ball game with your pals, remember, start your day the spaceman's way with a build-up wheat cereal, Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P. Roger and Sally Wood survive the crash of their jet in the Amazon jungle. They stumble upon a big house hidden deep in a steaming valley. But when they seek help there, they are confronted by Wayne Anders, the man they have been hunting down. Now, some hours later, in the basement of the mansion.
Of all the rotten breaks, we ran right into that space creep's hands.
I'm more worried about Sally, Roger. I wish Anders hadn't separated us from her.
Yeah, the poor kid must be scared to death.
We're in a real tight spot. Unless we can find a way out of this hole, we won't meet Captain Strong in Amazon City.
Oh, we might as well forget about that. Just look at this place. Bars on all the windows, and the only way out is that steel door that leads upstairs.
I'm not so sure about that.
Huh?
Roger, do you have any money?
Yeah, some of those credits left, but...
No, not paper money. I need change. Small change.
Oh, well, let's see. Yeah.
Well, let me have that dime.
Here.
Uh-huh. Thanks. Now, let's see.
Hey, what are you fooling around with that ventilator duct for?
This may be our way out. This is part of the air conditioning system. So this duct must lead to a vent upstairs somewhere. And it's big enough to crawl through.
Hey, maybe you got something.
Now, if I can only loosen these screws, we can pull the screen off.
Here, let me help you.
Well, I'm getting this one.
Well, I'll work on this side.
I figure we can lift this whole section off, then crawl up the duct and force open a grate upstairs.
With our luck, we'll probably wind up right in Anders' lap.
It's a big house. He can't be everywhere. There. This side's loose.
Just a couple more turns over here. That does it.
Good. We've got it. Help me ease the screen off.
Okay. Now, with any kind of a break, we'll be out of here in no time.
Okay, Roger. There's no one in the hall. Crawl out, quick.
I'm sure glad to get out of that dustbin.
Hey, look. Over there on that table.
A portable shortwave set. Hey, our luck's changing.
We'll take it along. And as soon as we're clear of this place, we'll contact Captain Strong.
Wait a minute. What about Sally?
We'll try to find her right now. Come on. Through this archway. Come on.
Hey, what in blazes? It's an alarm. We must have walked through the beam of an electric eye. Yeah, there it is in the archway.
Blast it. Now we'll have the whole house on our necks.
Oh, come on, we've got to get out of here.
Where will we go?
The jungle. It's our only chance. Step on it.
Tom, can't we hold up for a minute? I'm beat.
Okay, Roger. We'll take five, but no more.
We must have shaken them. We've used every trick in the book.
I don't see how they can pick up our trail for hours now.
Say, don't you think we ought to raise Captain Strong on that shortwave set you took?
Good idea. Well, it works all right. So far, so good.
Well, get to work.
Calling Solar Guard headquarters in Amazon City. Calling Amazon City, Solar Guard headquarters. I'm trying to contact Captain Strong. Come in if you read me. Cadet Tom Corbett here.
Corbett, I have a message, Mayor Corbett. Come in.
Hey, that's Anders' voice.
Blast it.
Go ahead, answer him. Maybe he wants to make a deal.
I hear you, Anders. What do you want?
Your position is hopeless, Corbett. Unless you and Manning surrender at once, you'll never see Sally Wood alive.
Oh, he's bluffing. If anything happens to Sally, he'll never get the information he wants from her father.
I know, but he's in a corner now and he's desperate.
Did you hear me, Corbett?
Yes, I hear you.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, why'd you cut off?
We're a couple of lockheads. He's using my voice to get a fix on our position.
Jumping Jupiter, I never thought of that.
Hey, listen, what's that?
Hey, don't tell me he's caught up with us already.
Well, take it easy. It's not Anders. Look.
Why, the rings of Saturn. A monkey.
Yeah.
He sees us. He's coming over this way.
Well, he won't find me here.
I'll study your gyros. He's friendly. Just curious about us, that's all.
Well, I'm not curious about him.
Well, come here, fella. Now, don't be afraid. We won't hurt you.
Hey, what do you know? He's as tame as a kitten.
Well, I told you. He just wants to make friends.
Hey, what in the university?
He just wants to try on your hat.
Come on, give it back. Okay, we won't fight over it. Keep it.
He looks better in it than you do, Roger.
Hey, what's eating him now?
Roger, look. Over there, the way those bushes are moving.
It's Anders. He's caught up to us again. Let's blast!
Okay, Tom. Slow down. I think we've lost him again.
Them? I only saw Anders.
Well, he had his stooge with him. Warren. The one who locked us in the basement.
Oh. Here comes our old pal, the monkey. He certainly didn't lose us.
You know, Tom, I still can't figure out how Anders tracked us so fast.
Yeah, just what I've been wondering. Even if he got a fix on the set when I was talking to him, there just wasn't time.
Hey, wait a minute. Let's have another look at that set. Some of those babies have concealed tracer beam senders on them.
You're right, Roger. It's here. A UHF sender.
And we've been carrying it around with us the whole time.
All Anders had to do was monitor it and follow the beam. Which means we haven't lost Anders. He may not be far behind us.
Well, go on, smash it.
No. Hold it a minute. I've got a better idea. If Anders wants to follow this set, we'll let him.
What do you mean, Tom?
Well, there's no time to explain now, Roger. Just watch me. Mr. Anders is going to have a long walk for himself.
Over this way, Vaughn. According to the monitor, we're closing in.
You have been close to them before, Senor Anders.
We'll get them this time. I think they're lost. They've been traveling a circle for the last half hour.
Sir, look. The other side of the clearing. Something moved.
Yeah. There they are.
Shoot! Oh, Senor, he's only a monkey.
With a shortwave set on its back.
They have tricked us. They have escaped.
Not yet, they haven't. They're either headed back for the house to get the girl or for Amazon City to contact Captain Strong.
But which?
Listen, Juan. I'm going back to the house and guard the girl. You go ahead to Amazon City. You can still beat them if you take the lower trail.
Si, senor.
Find those cadets before they reach Captain Strong. And shut them up for good.
Well, there's Solar Guard headquarters across the boulevard, Roger.
But I don't see any sign of Captain Strong.
What time is it, Tom?
12:03.
Blast it. Maybe we've missed him.
That's what I'm beginning to wonder. No. Oh, there he is now, coming down toward the sidewalk.
Come on, let's get on the northbound walk on this side. We're to meet him at the changeover point.
Right.
The captain just stepped on the northbound walk on his side. Hop aboard, Roger.
Go ahead, I'm right behind you.
Hey, Tom. Don't look now, but we're being tailed.
What?
It's that Juan character that works for Anders. He just boarded this slidewalk.
Uh-oh. Anders must have sent him to keep us from meeting Captain Strong.
What can we do? The minute we're clear of this crowd, he'll probably blast us.
We've got one chance. Listen, when we reach the junction, get off the slidewalk and duck down behind the wall right next to the exit.
I get it. When he steps off the slidewalk after us, we nail him.
That's it. We each grab an arm, but try not to attract any attention.
Maybe we can hustle him into the monorail terminal before he knows what's happening.
We'll try it. Watch it, Roger. Here's the junction. Step off. Down behind this wall, quick.
Here he comes. Nail him.
Okay, Mr. M here.
What? Let go, my arms. Let go.
Move and keep your mouth shut.
You cannot do this to me.
You want to bet, senor?
Enter the terminal, quick, Roger. Now, up against that wall, Buster, and hold still.
Let me go, or I call for help.
Just try it. I'll push my fist clean down your gullet.
I hope Captain Strong saw where we went.
Yeah, I was counting on him taking it from here.
Here he comes, Roger, right on course as usual.
You cannot hold me here.
Cut your jets, mister. We're giving the orders now.
Tom!
What's going on here?
This is one of Anders' men, sir, sent to intercept us.
That is a lie. I am an innocent citizen. I demand my rights.
Now, you'll get your rights in court. These cuffs ought to hold you.
Oh.
Now, you just stand there and keep quiet.
Si, senor.
Now then, what gives with you two? Where's Miss Wood?
She's still a prisoner in the Anders place, sir. We had to run for her.
Well, then we've got to get her out of there. I'll order a detachment of men.
No, sir, that won't work. If Anders finds out the Solar Guard is after him, he might kill Sally.
Let Tom and me go back there, sir.
We know the layout of his place now. We can take him by surprise and then wait for the Solar Guard to move in for the arrest.
That might be the best plan. All right, carry on. I'll take this man back to headquarters and then arrange for a detail to follow you. Oh, one thing more.
Yes, sir?
Stay clear of any Solar Guard units. You're still fugitives and we can't broadcast a retraction without alerting Anders.
Don't worry, Captain. We'll be careful.
Yeah, extra careful.
We're almost there, Roger. As soon as we cross that gorge, we'll be inside of Anders' place.
Then the real fun starts.
Great galaxy! Hit the dirt!
Oh, brother, those guys are close.
Try to crawl over this way, Roger. There's a big log to our left.
Tom, we're surrounded. Anders must have been tipped off.
They're not Anders' men, Roger.
What?
They're Solar Guards. See them over there?
By the moons of Jupiter, you're right, Tom.
This is one for the books. We're trying to save Sally Wood, and we're going to be knocked off by our own men, the Solar Guard.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment. So stand by.
Hey, spaceman. Are you coming along with your collection of Space Cadet picture cutouts? You know, you can get as many as 4 different Space Academy favorites, full-length pictures of Astro, Roger, Tom Corbett, and Dr. Joan Dale. These picture cutouts are swell for making Space Cadet settings. Just imagine one of the exciting adventures the Space Cadets have been on. You draw a picture of it and put the cutouts right on the setting. You can even make a stage and have the picture cutouts reenact all your favorite Space Cadet adventures. If you haven't got Space Cadet picture cutouts yet, you want to start your collection right away. Ask your mom to get you a regular size package of Kellogg's Pep. Look on the back of the package, and right there, you see your own Space Cadet cutout. It's a full-length picture made from an actual photograph. Each cutout shows you an official Space Academy uniform, too. Cut the picture out of the box, make a little stand for it, and you're all set for a Space Cadet adventure. At the same time, you'll be all set to dish out the best-tasting wheat flakes that ever got covered with milk and sugar. Pep gives you that tasty whole wheat and malt flavor that just tops everything. And remember, there's a Space Cadet picture cutout on the back of every regular-sized package of Pep. So don't delay. Ask for the Build-Up Wheat Cereal, Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P. Pep.
Pep. Captain Strong in Amazon City and arranging for a rescue party, Tom and Roger proceed alone toward Anders' hideout in the jungle. Their plan is to free Sally Wood before Anders can carry out his threat to kill her. But the boys walk right into an ambush and are pinned down by the blazing guns of a Solar Guard patrol.
We're trapped, Tom. They've got us surrounded.
There's only one thing left to do, Roger. We'll have to surrender and try and convince the officer in charge that we're no longer fugitives.
But suppose we can't convince him.
It's either that or be blasted. Here, let me get my shirt off.
Careful, Tom. Keep cool.
Now, just put this shirt on the end of a stick and wave it over our heads.
Come on, hurry up.
Here goes.
Hey, they stopped firing.
All right, you two. Stand up so we can see you. Now keep your hands over your heads. Stand still.
Okay, we're not moving.
That's Corbett and Manning?
Yes, sir.
I'm Lieutenant Blake of the Solar Guard. You're under arrest.
You're making a mistake, Lieutenant. We've been cleared of all charges.
Knock it off, mister. I'm taking you in.
Sir, you've got to listen. We're trying to get to the Anders house beyond that gorge. A girl's life depends on it.
You two are going back to Amazon City with me. Guards, take these men to the plane.
Where is your plane, sir?
On the other side of the gorge, across that bridge.
Thank you. Come on, Roger.
What's wrong with you, Tom? We've got to get away.
We're going to. When we get in the middle of that bridge.
You mean jump into the water?
Yes.
Hey, that's a long drop.
All the better. When we hit the water, we'll stay under and swim for the bank. There's plenty of cover there.
You think we can reach the Anders house before they catch up with us?
It's worth a try, isn't it?
I suppose so. Okay, we're over the water. Ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
We're trying to escape. Cut them down!
Miss Wood, I'm afraid I have some very unpleasant news for you. Those friends of yours, the cadets, have reached Amazon City and have reported your capture.
Oh, I knew they'd do it. I knew they'd help me.
You're wrong. Now I have no choice but to kill you.
No, call me.
I'm sorry, Miss Wood, but under the circumstances...
Circumstances have changed, pal.
What?
Tom!
Watch it, Tom. He's got a gun.
It won't help him.
Nice work, Tom. He's all racked up for the freezer.
Better grab his gun.
Sure thing.
Oh, Tom, Roger, I thought...
Easy does it, Sally. Everything's going to be okay now.
Yeah, the skipper's on his way out with a detachment of men. He'll mop up Anders' whole mob.
What about the plans? Are they still in the house?
Yes, in a safe upstairs. I know exactly where they are.
Good. Well, I guess we can relax until the skipper gets here.
Great idea. Come on, Sally. You sit over here with me. I've got a lot of things to tell you.
Oh, no. Not again.
Don't miss the next action-packed adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, on Tuesday, when the crew of the Polaris rockets beyond Pluto to meet danger in deep space. Tune in, same time, same station on Tuesday for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Brought to you by Kellogg's Pep, the Build-Up Wheat Cereal. Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, can also be seen on television and appears in the comic sections of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in the cast are Jan Merlin, Edward Bryce, Ivor Francis, Grant Sullivan, and Rosemary Rice. Today's program was written by Gilbert Braun, directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking.
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret. Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.
And what a secret. In Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the tasty raisins are dipped in honeycomb. That means plumper, more tender raisins, along with delicious golden crisp bran flakes. both fruit and cereal, all in one box. And no other raisin brand but Kellogg's gives you the tender goodness of raisins dipped in honeycomb. That's Kellogg's secret. So for your breakfast, make sure you get Kellogg's, because
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.
This program came to you from New York.